Here at Commodity Classic, we just saw a, well, just call it a new design for a tractor unveiled here at Commodity Classic in the John Deere booth. With me, I have Chip Foos. First of all, I know I'm going to be talking to some people that probably aren't real familiar with you and your background. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Well, I feel that my career is an extension of my father's career. I grew up in the shop with my dad and building hot rods and custom cars and also doing insurance work where we're fixing dents and whatnot. But I always loved the hot rods and the custom cars, and I ended up going to Art Center College of Design, got our degree in industrial design specializing in automotive, and ended up working at a company called Sternberger Kline. And I was working there when actually my senior project that I'd done at Art Center, which I'll say was the Plymouth Prowler. Boyd Coddington had seen that, and if you're not familiar with Boyd, he had a hot rod shop and a custom wheel shop. I worked with Boyd for 8 years when his company went bankrupt, kind of forced me on my own, and so in 98 is when my wife and I started Foos Design, and so we've been going for 11 years now, and it was about 7 years ago that Discovery Channel came to us and said that, you know, they had been talking about doing an automotive show, and 9 out of 10 people told them to talk to Chip Foos. So I said, well, what do you want to do? And they wanted to do a reality show where they were going to follow me 24/7. I said, you know what, that's not really going to work. I said, but, you know, I'm not an actor. I'm a car builder. So let's do something that just focuses on the cars, not my life. So I called Ford Motor Company, got them to donate a brand new T-Bird at the time. Jay Mays sent it out, and we built a custom Speedbird and took it to what's called the SEMA show in Las Vegas. We filmed the whole show. We did it in 7 weeks, and Discovery loved it, came back and said, we got a series. So Bud Brutschman, who was a producer at the time, says, what are you doing next? And I said, no, that's not the show I want to do. I gave him a list of 25 different custom shops and hot rod shops and off-road shops and said, go talk to these people, see what their projects are. And in 10 months, if you're filming 25 different shops, you can have 25 episodes. What I want to do as a series is where we take real cars from real people, build them in a week, and give them back to them as a surprise. And that was the basis for Overhauling, which is on Discovery, TLC, Military Channel. We filmed 87 episodes. We're on an extended hiatus right now with the economy the way it is. Hopefully we'll bring it back. But I love doing it, love making people's dreams come true. And when John Deere came to us to do the tractor, I was excited.
Well, obviously, they liked what you were doing. And so tell us about this project and, how did this come about and what is it you did for Deere?
Well, this goes back almost 20 years ago when I was talking with Eric Geisert, who's the editor of Street Rodder magazine. I was telling him how I always thought tractors looked very similar to one-man modified dry lake racers or even some of the Indy cars or dirt track cars. So when they came to us with this one, I thought originally it was supposed to just be a paint job and maybe do something with the wheels. And I thought, let's have a little more fun with it and approach it in a whimsical manner, still being serious about the quality of the project, but let's approach it with something that's going to give, you know, an entertainment value to the viewer. And so I came up with the idea of making it look like an old Miller Indy car that had been converted to a dirt track racer. So, I could also see a children's book coming about this where originally it was a John Deere tractor and, you know, became an Indy car and maybe went to a dirt track and who knows, maybe there'll be a child's
maybe
book out of this.
Multiple vehicle personality disorder. I don't know. But
it might.
So how long did it take you to put this together?
Well, we got the tractor in November, and it had some issues with the original tractor. It is a 1970, so we sent it to A&A, and they had the tractor for about 3 weeks, so we lost almost 4 weeks there. But at the same time, when the tractor came back, we were in a thrash to get a roadster finished for the Grand National Roadster Show, which was February 14th weekend we did the roadster show. So right after that is when we got serious with this, so I think we've been on it about 3 weeks, almost 3 weeks, that we did about 90% of this work.
So we're going to see this, I guess, tour around the country then?
That's what I understand. John Deere's going to haul it around, and you can go into any John Deere dealership and register to win it. So somebody's going to drive this home or take it home. I think it'd be great to see this at a Good Guys event or a NHRA, National Hot Rod Association event, or NSRA, National Street Rod Association, because it's still a hot rod. You know, it's got some heritage to it, but it's also 100% tractor. If you were to pull, everything that we put on this tractor is a bolt-on item. We didn't drill any new holes. We use all existing holes. You can unbolt everything that we put on this, put stock parts back on it, and have it out in the field if you wanted to. So the diehard tractor lovers or John Deere lovers that are saying, hey, you ruined a tractor. We didn't. Your original tractor is unhurt, and it's underneath this new skin.
Very good point, and very beautiful machine. Thank you very much. That's Chip Foose here at Commodity Classic in the John Deere booth. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.